Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give you the sounds of Xoli Mcwango and the title of the song, Thank You, Jesus. I mean, that is what we ought to say unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I wish we could make a party for him. Waiti mam. Hey, I wish we could.
From this huge kingdom where nobody can escape, and Satan and the law are playing games on us.
And I think it's time that we refuse to carry the iniquities of our fathers, our forefathers, because the Lord Jesus Christ has nullified it at the cross and even refused it to pass on to the generations that come behind us.
Ooh. Yeah, when we refuse, we are doing honor to the blood.
Yeah.
We are doing honor to his death.
Yeah.
We are literally giving dignity to all the sufferings he has done. When we can just receive that, it's born in you. When we begin to resist, you are going to, actually, James chapter 3, which resist Satan, resist him. By understanding this, because it is so crucial to understand the word. You know, when you know, when I was having ama attacks with stroke 3 times, for those who don't know, and God delivered me from all of those, is because of these scriptures, as you saw, which I had to stand on and declare and say, I ngeke lento le ihlale in this body. You know, this body was bought at a price.
It's trespassing. It's illegal. It's illegal. It's trespassing. Okay, just hold it there, ma'am. Just hold it there. Oh, my. Because we do carry this. It's like, in my family, there's diabetes. Oh, it's coming to an end. No more. Okay, let me read some of the messages quickly, Mama, because I have to let you go soon. Boki Sbego, good morning, Spo, and Mom Siobi. Hi, Boki. Lebum Tlalose, life for life. Okay, she was like listening and writing what Mama was saying. Sis Tulumutsipe, there is hope. And let's see. I'm trying to run. Sizwe Azania Gachi says, powerful topic. Only the blood of Jesus Christ saves humanity back to God. Annette van der Merwe, blessings. Lebum Tlalose, redeemed from traditions of our forefathers. Hallelujah. And Shalene Makobani, Shalene, I tried to respond from my side, but it seems like my side doesn't like really quite want to respond. Yeah, we are live with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. She is live with us. Thank you, Lebum Tlalose, for making it clear to her on that side, because I typed in, but it seems like it didn't register on the other side. Sis Tilumutsepe continues to say, party for Jesus, celebrate Jesus, hallelujah. And Tate Philip Masango says, morning, beloved of Jesus Christ, what a powerful revelation. John 15:1 says, he is the grapevine and God is the, he is the grapevine and God is the owner of this grapevine. When he was bruised, they didn't know that they were preparing harvest for me as a sinner to be planted as spoiled seed in another to gain the seed of God from his son's bruise. And he gives us Isaiah 53 verses 4, with his bruise, I got life. It is so sad that Jesus Christ was used as dustbin of the world, that is love of God indeed. But we celebrate it and we are grateful for him taking our place. If he did not do that, if he was not bruised, he didn't die, we would still continue with the forefathers' iniquities and all. Hello, Supiana Machola, David Mokhopanyani saying hallelujah. Mama, we gotta wrap it up now. I know we don't want to wrap it up. We have to wrap it up.
Yeah,
now.
We don't want to wrap it up. Let me go on to being redeemed from lawlessness. Ne? But quickly, before we go there, can you read Hosea 13, verse 14? I think this is very, very critical also for all of us. Hosea 13, verse 14.
I'm running to the book of Hosea. Hosea, Mangba?
13.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14.
14, yeah.
I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Hey! Okay, Mama, I don't want to scream. I'm in studio.
Yeah.
Be gentle on me. Screaming. You have to be gentle.
Yeah. I'll scream for you. Ah! You know, in my Bible, on that scripture, I wrote, "Hey, praise to the Lord." I wrote, "Hey, yeah,
yeah.
I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Oh, death, I will be your plagues. God is going to torture death. Oh, grave, I will be your destruction. He destroyed the power of the grave."
Yes.
Pity is hidden from my eyes when God deals with the grave and death, which he did on the cross of all when he resurrected.
Mm.
So he had to die and be put in the grave so that he deals with the power of the grave, that the power of the grave can no longer function on us. Even if though our beloved, our loved ones can pass on and be in the grave, know that that grave has no power over you.
Mm.
Yabana, this thing of putting amanzi, abanye, we put what?
Lekhala kamo.
It's because we are trying to fight the power
the grave.
Of the grave.
Yeah.
We know that the grave has power. But now, through redemption of the blood of Jesus, him going into that grave with this blood all over his body, in that grave, he was destroying the power of the grave, that we should no longer fear the grave. We should know, you know, there is that song, Eti,
Ituna, Selling
Ituna, Selling Motiwe, Uchesu Yapila. Yeah, Umobe Amanje Tuna, and he destroyed, he redeemed us. From death itself, you know. He wishes also repeated in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15. Uguti, he destroyed death and the one who had the power of death, he destroyed it. Ugutu Satane can no longer send death the way he wants, actually. You know, he does it because people are still in the prison of the world, but in actual fact, Jesus has so dealt with it. That's why the keys of death, they are with me in the book of Revelation, chapter 1:18. He says, I was alive, I was dead, but now I've resurrected and I'm holding
the
keys of death and the keys of hell.
Mm.
He has them. So even though ungakula sibo, and you ask him to die, Baba, I don't want to die. He has the key to lock death away from you. You
yeah.
know that?
I remember
yeah.
when
so
Mama
just,
said we are undiable.
Yes. So
the power lies on our tongue.
You know?
The power lies
on
our tongue.
Paul even says, you know what? Something says I want to die. It tells the Church of Galatians, I want to die. But when I look at you, no. I'd rather still live. So that I can live, so that Christ must be fully formed in you. Ne? So whenever he says, yeah, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And he talks about death like it's something which he can be charged on and be charged over. Then
yeah.
at the end he says, now I'm ready. I've already done my,
okay,
I've run my race and da-da-da-da. So I'm ready to die. So death to a person who loves God and who takes the redemptive works of Jesus no longer has power over you, but you can take authority over it and receive grace from God's Jesus' hand and even have a longer life than what you thought by then. Okay. So I just wanted to do a lap before Umtima. Can I now go to Titus 2:14?
I see, Vali.
What you just said you are going to end with. Yes, yeah, see, Vali. Titus 2:13, can you read for me? Then, see, I Vala. Titus 2,
verses 13 says, looking for the blessed...
We are now 14.
Yes.
Yeah, we are now 14.
Okay. So it says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purity for himself, his own special people, zealous for good works.
And purify for himself. And to purify
himself his own special people, zealous for good works.
Yeah. So Jesus redeemed us from all lawlessness. We underline all, or underline every in your Bible, every, because there are these sins which haunt a person. Kunezono sins which haunt a person and does not give a person peace. And such that people can say, yeah, maybe Jesus, he has forgiven me this sin, but this one. No, the Bible says all lawlessness, every, see that sin being part of this every lawlessness, every sin, he redeemed us from it. So we should never allow ourselves to be prisoners of sin and accusations from Satan, because he will prick your conscience and always say, wena, this sin. You know, he says by his blood, he cleansed our conscience from all dead works.
Mm.
He cleansed our conscience from all dead works. Whatever wrong we did, nale usasemncane utshontshishukela abanye balala namachumi abo phakathi kombila. You know, when you're young, playing up black mamba deals. So Jesus deals with all that. He did it. Nale oyenzizolo, nale, he dealt with all that. So let's receive this forgiveness fully as a package.
Yeah.
And know that as you walk in this forgiveness, no finger of accusation or condemnation can be your portion.
Wow.
Romans 8:1, which now, therefore, there is
no longer condemnation.
Any condemnation
to those that are in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So let's say, see the power of redemption, having pulled us from all these doldrums of sin, darkness and shame, even sicknesses, and God has placed us on his highway as is what people who are pure, zealous into doing good works for his glory.
Amen. Shah ma usfagin kanyentsha, yes. Usfagin kanyentsha, man. Hey, we are empowered. The devil didn't see it coming. Bona, this is our time. We know who we are. You know when we know who we are, but you know it kangan. So it's like the doors are opened. Now you know, na. Praise the Lord for that. And thank you, ma, for ministering unto us. But I also want to add, I was talking to Pastor Rocky right now. He's listening on the other side. So Pastor Rocky was talking on the show yesterday about the capturing of Pastor Josh Suleiman. Josh Sullivan. Josh Sullivan. He was kidnapped in Rebecca. And he's listening right now, and he's like, "I believe that this goes also with what you're talking about. So he frees us from physical and even prisoners that are also physical. So he just sent a message to let us know that he has been freed. God has delivered him from the hand of the captivers, those who captivated him, the kidnappers. God has freed Pastor Josh Sullivan. And what happened is these kidnappers tried to shoot the police, and they didn't know that he's a God of vengeance. And all of them, okay, this is a sad one, but we just sing the vengeance of the Lord, because each and every one of them is dead. But Pastor Sullivan is delivered without a scratch. And even the press release says this is a miraculous breakthrough. This is miraculous. Yeah. It's the hand of the Lord.
Can I come in? Can I come in, Bonnie?
Yeah.
You know, I want to read Isaiah 49 now.
Okay.
So that Unkulunkulu allowed all this to happen.
And I'm like, Lord, the Lord is allowed. Yes, that's what I wanted to say in this Passover week. He's still rescuing.
In the time of redemption, now God is using a serious case study.
Can I get the scripture again? Isaiah?
Yeah, read. Isaiah 49.
Isaiah 49, verse?
Yeah, from verse 24.
From verse 24, 25, 26. Okay. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives to the righteous be delivered?
Of the righteous.
Oh, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer and the Mighty One of Jacob. During the Passover season, I was looking at that, even
exactly
the week.
What happened to Pastor Sullivan.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Can the prey be delivered from the mighty? Can somebody take and snatch away somebody has been captured by people who are more powerful than them? And God says, yes, they shall be, and I will do it, and I will do it and deliver them. I will fight those who fight with you, contend with them, and deliver you, and even deliver your children. Then they say, at the end, Bona, they are going to drink their own blood as wine. God is like that, God of vengeance. This side, because we are dealing with a God of justice.
Yeah.
This side, he is a God of justice, and this side is a God of mercy.
To those who receive mercy,
they shall enjoy God of mercy. But those who contend with the God of mercy, they shall receive his judgment.
Sure.
And so this case is such an amazing live testimony. What else can we say? But the God of redemption is here to show us and to show up, because he's coming very soon, and he is desiring everybody to come out of this prison and be delivered, because the price has been paid. The ransom has been paid. Labantu bebafuna ransom yaka Pastor Sullivan. But they did not know what the price.
The ransom has already been paid.
It's already been paid. And because it was paid, he had to be set free. Naganjan.
So
may we remember this sign. This is a sign. It's a present day sign God is giving to us
Thank
alive
you.
And broadcast on air so that everybody should know.
Thank you so much, Mama. Thank you so much, Pastor Rocky, for the, even, you know, delivering the message. He was the messenger, Kajin. So, family,
thank
before
you.
Mama prays, just remember that True Vine Tabernacle Church invites you to join them this Easter to celebrate the redemptive works of Christ, our Savior, who gave his life to set us free from the power of sin and death, and giving us his living word by love and for love, so that we may have eternal life and bear fruits everlasting. Where is True Vine Tabernacle Church? Quickly, Mama.
Yeah, it's a tonk meter way along N17 as you drive towards Secunda. On that N17, there is an off-ramp which says tonk meter way. You off-ramp on it, and then you go... you go south. It's second Tonk Meter Drive is right along that Tonk Meter on your right, the first stop sign, four-way stop sign. That's where we are. We are going to be starting on Friday at 10 o'clock service until 1:30, and on Sunday the same service. So I will be continuing assuming everybody has heard the sermon this morning. Umbongi has made it easier for me, so I'll be continuing on more benefits of the power of redemption.
And one of them, please do.
The other one is inheritance, that somebody dies so that you should have an inheritance.
Right.
So we're going to deal with all that.
Okay.
So you are all welcome. And for those who can't come, we are on Facebook, A True Vine Tabernacle. You can link in on our Facebook page and be there with us live. Otherwise, come and fellowship with us a second Tonk Meter Way SL Court in Springs. It is in Springs, SL Court in Springs, and we're going to have a fabulous time just looking and drinking out of the well of our salvation, which is the blood of Jesus and his redemptive power.
Mtate Mkhopanyane says the second stop sign. The second stop sign.
Yes, second stop sign. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, second stop sign. The first one is it's a two stop sign. That's why it's a three. That's why I said the four-way stop sign. So it's the second stop sign from the off-ramp. Yeah. Tonk Meter Way. Thank you,
Pastor Mkhopanyane. Thank you so much, Ma, for ministering unto us. We are so empowered. May the Lord keep this fire burning. May we be reminded. I'm going to make sure that the scriptures are all written in the cue sheet for anyone who would want those scriptures that we've been reading with Mama, because I've been writing them down. So they are on the cue sheet. You can ask our client services and they will make sure that you get to those scriptures. They are your rights. They are your rights in the heavenly court. As well, you can use these scriptures. Thank you, Ma. Can we pray for the body of Christ in this regard?
Amen. Amen. Father, you are amazing. As we say, Uguti, you qualify, Father, for us to throw you a party. And I want to believe that, Lord, as most of the churches being held by you, we will be having meals and food after the services. It is a party for you and to your glory for what you did for us on the cross of Calvary. So, Father, nobody can match that. Nobody. That's why no one can ever equal themselves to Jesus Christ. No one can equal themselves to the sacrifice which you gave us on the cross of Calvary. Father, no one can match it. You are the only one who did the amazing sacrificial death which you suffered, giving your body for our salvation, for our redemption, paying a ransom price which was equivalent for our life to life, our souls to being born again. So, Lord, I pray that may everyone hear this message, not only here in South Africa, but throughout the world, because this is a world, a celebration. May people, Father, be pulled by the Holy Spirit coming out of their homes, even those who are not usual church members or church attenders. May they go to church. May there be a compulsion of the Holy Spirit, Father, to take them to hear the word of God, whether it can be in the street or in the highway or on radio, on television, wherever, whatever media, Lord, you will use. Let people come to hear about your goodness, which you gave to humankind for our salvation, to be reconciled to the living God. Father, we thank you for the love you so loved us with, Lord. It's amazing that when you created us, you talked to yourself and said, let us make man. And for you to bring us out of this prison of death and diseases and sin, you talked to yourself and said, let somebody go and die for them. And so we say thank you for your love, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love, Holy Spirit, that you worked your workings together in order to buy us out of the prison of sin. Lord, we speak life into our lives, life into the body of Christ. We speak deliverance into the body of Christ. I speak to those, Father, who are in prison still with their mind being tortured and tormented by Satan. I rebuke the powers of darkness out of their lives in Jesus' name. Even those who are in chains physically, we rebuke those chains and we break them by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Father, we are setting the prisoners free. We say thank you for having set Pastor Sullivan, Father, in the Eastern Cape. Thank you for delivering him, for showing us a sign that indeed there is a God who is our Redeemer and a God of justice. Father, we say thank you so much for that life. And Lord, we pray for the families, Ezalabo, who have died, that Lord, may they see your light, may they see your love. In all this, may they see the mighty hand of God of mercy. Father, we say thank you. Comfort the families, be with them all, and be with the family, Pastor, and the church. Let them, Father, be encouraged. Let them go to church and celebrate what the Lord has done to Pastor. Father, we rebuke the spirit of crime in your church. We come against the demonic power, Father. We drive it out of your church in Jesus' name. We speak safe services. We speak secure environments. Your angels encamp around all your churches throughout the world. And we say, Father, loko kwenzakele, Baba, in the Eastern Cape, we shut the door that it will never, ever be a pattern. We rebuke, we break. We command and say, never again, as we start and stop it in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that safe roads, you give us safe traveling on the roads, and there is peace in our land. Thank you, Father, that we are able still to celebrate Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Thank you for that, and bless our government, and be with the Iredo pulpit, and our dear beloved young evangelist, mighty Father, today I call her that, Ubongi. Bless her, Father, for always sourcing out wonderful programs to your glory and to feed us for our good health spiritually. Father, we say thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we look forward to awesome and wonderful times in your presence this weekend. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Hey, today I was trying to not to have the tears coming down. Hi, Mara, as I'm getting empowered, I'm realizing, it's my time. It's our time.
It's our time.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
It's our time to walk in victory.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Thank you so much, Ma.
Absolutely.
Love you. Have a blessed
Amen.
One.
Thank you for having us. God bless you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, family. Love you out there. Bye.
That is Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. What a message, my family. I know that you have been blessed. You are edified, you are encouraged, you are empowered. You're going to go out and keep running, keep occupying until he comes. Always remember that you have already won. We are fighting from a victorious place. Alrighty then, a family member is asking for Dr. Eva Siobi's numbers. Please send her a WhatsApp, okay? Send her a WhatsApp, okay? 082-575-6278. Send her a, drop her a WhatsApp, my family, and she will respond. Do remember that the church is True Vine Tabernacle Church. It's in, they've already mentioned the place, but you can check that even on their social media platforms. After it all, victory belongs to our Lord Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. 22 minutes it is, just before 11 on 657 AM.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.